Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 246 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejandro de las Podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in westerly Rhode Island. Good evening to you, Mr. Klinsman.
Good evening. It is not sunny westerly Rhode Island right now.
What's going on up there?
It's November 15th, and we have a nor'easter coming in.
Nice.
Snow on the ground. Accumulations, selling ice melt at the store today, people buying shovels. I'm wearing shorts still. I'm panicking. I don't like this. There's already probably 2 to 3 inches on the ground right now as we speak at 8 o'clock. I'm getting shortness of breath, blood pressure rising. I start looking at real estate listings in Florida this time of year.
Have you seen anything good yet?
I didn't get a chance yet. Maybe tonight after we record.
Still got a couple houses in this neighborhood, Bill.
Your neighborhood's perfect. A little too pricey for me.
It's too fancy?
Yeah, I can't afford to move into that neighborhood.
Don't forget, we live on the other side of the track, so you should see the houses over by the pool are really nice.
Yeah.
Ask us where we live when we're walking the dog, we're like, oh, we're in the ghetto on the other side of the tracks, and they laugh.
You have the base model.
Yeah, you only have a 3-bedroom? Oh.
No, but it's, I don't know. It's just what it is. I guess it's supposed to change over to rain and probably be all washed away by the time I get up in the morning, but who knows. It's nice, isn't it? Do you miss that, sir?
No.
Pre-Thanksgiving snowstorms?
No.
It's so miserable.
No.
I like the fall, but not this. I don't want snow in the fall.
We get the same stuff because whenever there's a nor'easter, we get the cold. And it was one of those. I knew it was going to happen. Just cloudy and windy. I took the dog out, and it was still 71, but it was just chilly and it was windy. It felt like early September.
Package. I feel terrible.
I shut the AC off today and I opened all the windows, aired the house out.
Just in time, the hot tub be filled up. You'll start getting the cooler nights. You'll be good to go.
Yep. I broke out for the first time probably since February a long sleeve t-shirt.
Ooh.
My arms feel weird because they're covered right now.
I'm not a big fan of long sleeve t-shirts in general.
Yeah, but I like them better than sweatshirts.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. Like, I'd rather wear a t-shirt with, like, a hoodie over it.
Oh, no, I don't like that. It's too much.
But you know what I like? I've been starting to wear them is the, they're not, like, the compression shirts, but they're, like, the workout shirts, the long sleeve ones. Like the moisture wicking, kind of like the golf shirt material. But they're the long sleeve. Those are nice. I like those. I just don't like all the cotton, like the long sleeve cotton t-shirts.
Right.
Those get me too constricted. So how is the pool coming along? You getting closer and closer every day?
Yeah, they installed all the equipment this week.
Like the filter and everything like that?
Yep.
When's the electrician coming?
Now we have to have it moved because it's outside the window. The heater is outside the bedroom window.
Uh-oh, what does that mean?
And the project manager, it doesn't look good.
Oh, okay.
So, and the project manager said that they wouldn't have any of the equipment by the window.
Oh, okay.
We had to move it toward the window because it had to be as close as possible to the pool. Because like he said, even in the winter, the pipes get a little cold because it gets cold down here in the winter. So you want to have it as close to the pool as possible so that you can heat your hot tub. So we agreed on that. So they poured the slab there, but then he guaranteed me, said, yeah, but nothing will be in front of the window. So I'm like, son of a gun. And Kristen was just adamant. She's like, they got to move it. I hate the way it looks. I go, well, I'll see what I can do, but I can't. So I called the project manager and he came right over and he's like, yep. He goes, I agree. It doesn't look good. Blah, blah, blah. He goes, I just got off the phone with the plumber and he said that he can move the heater down past the window. So he said, you'll have all your pool equipment between the two windows and then your heater will go just past the window. So he's like, I just got to get somebody out here to pour a 48 inch slab of cement and we'll get it taken care of.
So they took care of it. No big.
They're really good. And I said, I just got a call. The plumber's coming on Tuesday. And he's like, yeah. He goes, whether or not we move this by then doesn't matter. He's just going to come and just wire everything, so it's not going to impact or slow down the process. So.
Well, that's good. That's good. So it sounds like you're getting closer. Everything's coming along.
I talked to the general manager. I dropped off a check because they bill you like incrementally. So I dropped off a check yesterday. And she said, so the electrician's coming on Tuesday. The following week after Thanksgiving, Monday or Tuesday, we're going to put the screen up. And then she said, and then we're going to be pretty much done. We're going to put the rest of the filler in the pool, and then we're going to fill the pool. And said you should be swimming by the beginning of December.
Ooh, that's very close.
Yes.
Because December 1st is a week from, or 2 weeks from Saturday, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So you're getting real close.
Very close.
You gonna buy some like new swimsuits to get ready for this?
No, or? I've bought so many. I've got like four or five really good ones. So
did you order the giant scissors on Amazon?
No, you want me to get those?
Yeah, you gonna have Chalk come over and cut them?
Oh yeah.
Do a little speech. Hello, Dan.
You want me to have him do the speech?
Well, I mean, who else would you have do it? A foreign dignitary like that would be the best way to go, don't you?
That would be. Yeah, he's got like his prepared statement.
So I have to ask, you were up on property last weekend, correct? On Sunday?
Yeah. I actually went into an amusement park.
You went to the Epcot Center Amusement Park. How many rides did you go on while you were there?
I actually went to the China movie.
That's not a ride, so I will not count that, and that is just par for the course. I didn't know if you did like Living with the Land or something like
that. No.
Spaceship Earth. Nope. Because there's some good, like, relaxing
rides
there.
It was crowded, Bill. It was the last day of Food and Wine.
Oh, that's right. So a lot
last day, and it was on a Sunday, and it was a long weekend.
Everyone had to go get their cutting boards.
Yeah, Spaceship Earth was 40 minutes, and why did we go? Oh, because we had lunch over at Living Seas.
Yeah, the Coral Reef.
And I said, well, let's go just see if we can do the land. And she said, all right. And we went, and we go take the escalator downstairs, and it was 35 minutes. I'm like, nope, do it next week in like 11. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Well, that's how it's going to be, I guess, on the Food and Wine on the weekend.
Yep,
but so besides that, it looked like you had a good time, a nice meal, which we'll, I'm sure we'll talk about that on a future episode. Yep. I'm sorry, I just had to clear my throat there. But you had a post on Facebook on your way out, a very ominous, cryptic post, which alarmed me a little bit. I believe, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it was along the lines of, Joffrey's Coffee and Tea has been banned. I repeat, Joffrey's has been banned. And now...
That is a true statement from my publicist, as a matter of fact.
So you will sign off on
correct.
That? Correct. Okay. Now, you don't throw around the ban hammer willy-nilly. Like, sometimes you'll just say, I'm not going there for a while, or I'm done, you know, it wasn't great. But, like, to completely ban it, like, you've banned France as a country, I believe.
You're correct. Not in Epcot, but the country itself.
No, yeah, in Europe. And, like, you've banned... there was something else you banned that made me chuckle. I can't think of it. But it's not like something like you don't ban everything. Like if you have a bad server at the Grand Floridian Cafe, you're not just going to say I ban it and then go back in 3 weeks. A ban is a ban for you.
Correct.
So what could have possibly happened here?
So I don't know if you know where this Joffrey's is. It's a kiosk.
Well, there's many of them at Epcot. But
okay, yeah, so there's one right out right outside where the
like underneath the monorail?
The one actually right underneath the monorail over so in
outside the gate.
No, it's inside. Oh, it's inside, okay. But it is underneath the monorail. If you are walking back to the parking lot, it would be to the right of Spaceship Earth, over where the what the heck was the name of that ride when I was a kid?
Going towards like test track.
Yes,
right?
Yes, the one over there. Yeah, yeah. Because like they had the pavilion where we could for AP where you can get
yeah, Wonders of Life or whatever.
Yes, it's right outside the Wonders of Life Pavilion. Yep. So I had a little bit of a barky knee, so I iced it on the way up because I knew it was going to be stiff from driving for 2 hours.
Right.
So when I got to the parking lot, I emptied out the bag and I put it in my pocket because I was going to get ice for the ride home. So I said, yeah, you want to get a couple coffees for the ride home? Because we always get coffees for the ride home. She's like, yeah. So we ordered. I said, I'm going to go double fist it because they're kind of small. So I'm like, I'm going to get two. Kristen's like, I'm going to get one. So I'm like, all right, we're just going to get regular coffees, room for cream and sugar. So she's making them, and I asked her, I said, hey, can I get some ice? She goes, no, we don't give complimentary ice. I'm like, okay. And so she's like mixing up the coffees, and it's like in an espresso machine. So she hands one to Kristen, and Kristen takes the lid off to put the cream in.
Yeah.
And she's like, what is this? This isn't, I ordered like regular coffee. And she's like, oh, I gave you like some yuppie coffee or whatever. She's like, I ran out of regular, but I gave you this, but I'm not going to charge you for it. I'm just going to charge you the regular rate. And I'm like, I don't want this. I said, she's like, well, what do you want me to do? I'm like, give me my money back. I want to return my two. And she like kind of gave me this look. And I'm like, you know, typical coffee snob, like assuming that I want the more expensive cup. It's like, you know, if I
like
wanted
you,
a...
Like you ordered that because...
Yeah, because, cheap. You know, instead of getting the $2 black coffee with cream and sugar, you know, I didn't want to go up to the $2.75 because I was cheap. And, it's, right. And I was irritated, and I told Kristen, I said, this is like, you know, I'm in a bar, and I order a Bud Light, and they give me a Sam Adams. And they said, well, I'm going to charge you for the Bud Light, but I didn't want the Sam Adams.
Right.
And just like,
it's one thing if they ask you first.
And that's the thing, like, fine, yeah. Kristen's like, oh, she didn't even ask. She just assumed that we wanted the more expensive blend.
Right.
Like, I don't drink that stuff, not because I can't afford another 82 cents for the cup of coffee. It's just I don't like that. So right. I was just very, very, very perturbed. Now...
The ice thing doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, like Kristen said, she goes, well, maybe it's because they're a kiosk and they can't make it and they have to whatever. I'm like, yeah, but it was 8:45. I mean, Illuminations, they were shut off the lights for Illuminations, so it's not like you're going to go through the rest of whatever ice you have in there.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. That's bizarre.
So we went to the hamburger joint right at the front.
Electric
Umbrella. Went to the Electric Umbrella and... I just went over to the soda kiosk and just loaded up my bag.
Just filled it right out of there. And people get their Diet Cokes and you're
yeah, waited
bag
for the guy
ice.
To get his soda. And then I just went over with a plastic bag. And like, it's hard to do it without a cup. So like half of it's like falling
on the
floor.
Ground,
a little.
That's about par for the course for the Electric Umbrella.
Yeah, exactly.
Though. People showing up with their 1971 resort mug, filling it up. In
exactly.
Yeah. Did you get coffees at the Electric Umbrella?
I did. She was in line. She got me two coffees, so I got the cups, right? Mm-hmm. And I went to fill them up, and guess what they are? They're Joffrey's, of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's actual coffee. It's what you
Yeah,
want.
It was actual coffee, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I understand the principle. So you're not going to like just ban coffee. You're just going to ban that specific kiosk or all the Joffrey kiosks?
I guess I'll just the kiosk, because if I want coffee, I'm stuck now.
Unless
it's a monopoly,
Starbucks.
Though. Yeah, that's true.
Their plain coffee is not bad. Like, if you just get their blonde
Yeah, that's what I get. I get the blonde, but I got to still put a lot of cream in it. It's still stronger than Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, it's a little bit stronger.
I like a very,
bad.
Very, very weak cup of coffee.
Yeah, see, I like the stronger ones, but I don't like the crazy things too much. Once in a while, like, I don't mind it. But, like, I like the dark roast and things like that. Like, even Dunkin' has, like, a dark roast, and I like that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So... I understand. But like you said, it's not what you want. If you wanted that, you would have ordered
it.
Like if you go to Shula's and you order the New York strip and they bring out the filet and they say, well, we're just going to charge you for the New York strip. Well, that's not what I ordered. I mean, I probably wouldn't complain there, but it's still like if they asked you and said, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of the strip. Would you like the filet for the same price? And you'd say, okay, that works for me. Or you say, no, that doesn't work for me. Give me the 20, chance.
20-pound Australian lobster tail.
Yeah, that would have been a good thing. Yeah, that's not a good way to do
no.
it. Like, oh, can I have an ice water, please? Well, here's a vodka tonic instead.
Yeah,
I'm not going to charge you for it. Well, no, you could give me what I asked for.
Please. You're right.
Because, like, that happened at, to give you an example of the proper way to go about it, when we were down in June with the family, with me and the girls, we went to Disney Springs, and we were at that poutine stand, and we ordered poutine and a couple ice waters, and the woman at the stand said, oh, I have a couple lemonades that got poured and didn't get sold. Would you like those instead of the water? And I said, oh, sure, that'd be great. And, you know, she gave them to me for free.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had ordered water and I put the straw in and I taste lemonade, I would have been very surprised and probably unhappy about
right.
it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't just do, you know, ask, even though it's a nice thing. In theory, what she was doing, like, she was trying to be, like, if she had offered you that, you would have said no thank you.
Correct. Because
you don't like that. You would say, I'll get coffee somewhere else, thanks anyway. Like, it would have been a perfectly pleasant exchange at that point. You know, that's just, I don't know, not the way to go about it.
Very
Sounds
disturbing.
Like she had a little bit of an attitude,
Very
too.
Disturbing.
Anything else you want to talk about? You might have to tell Bob, what's it, Bob Collar and what's the other guy? You might have to bring them into it, because they have some pull over there.
You want to see if I can get them to help me?
Yeah, at least get the girl fired, right?
Like, next time they have the brewmaster on, have maybe
just call
in. Yeah.
The brewmaster. He's, like, what, once a month?
Oh, at least every other week, I think.
Every other week, okay. Why don't you take us to break here?
Did you tell us what you have for your beer of the week?
Oh, crap. I did. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I'm totally fine going right to break because I could care less what you're drinking, but well, this is your floor. Yeah, exactly.
People like it. So this week, even though I don't want to, I have a Sam Adams Winter Lager because it's snowing out and I'm miserable and now I start drinking miserable beers. It's a festive Bock beer brewed with orange peel, cinnamon, and ginger. It is 5.6% alcohol by volume. Now, I'm not a huge fan of it. It came in a mix pack
that
I bought the other day for Thanksgiving to have some beers when people come over. But yeah, I figured the winter lager was the way to go with this miserable weather. All right, now take us to break, sir.
All right, Bill, we're going to go to break. This is episode number 246 of the Pour for War podcast. I'm looking at snow totals right now on the Weather Channel. We have Middletown, New York, checking it at 11 inches.
I didn't even know there was a Middletown, New York.
Mm-hmm. Harrisburg's got about 9 or 10, so this is a good little nor'easter, isn't it, Jurgen?
It's miserable. I hate it. I'm so, so angry with this. Very, very angry. Like 2 days ago, it was like, oh, a dusting to an inch overnight, it'll be gone. And then today, like in the afternoon, they're like, you could get up to 7 inches. I was like, whoa, how'd this happen?
Now, you're not doing anything with the driveway. You just throw those Hummers right in reverse and just bulldoze out of there in the morning?
Pretty much. I mean, we backed in, so we could just drive out forward.
Okay.
Although, I will say, I'm not working tomorrow, because I worked Monday on the holiday, so I have a lot of hours, and I'm working Saturday, so I took tomorrow off.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be home. I got to do some Thanksgiving prep around the house. I got to clean the house, do a few things, go shopping, go to Westerly Packing.
Don't you hate all that preparation when people come over?
I don't mind. Well, I don't like cleaning, but I don't mind.
Yeah,
like
you take you, like the last minute, like you take all the mail that you haven't gone through and just throw it in a shopping bag and put it in your pantry, like stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, this is like the studio basically is the catch-all.
Oh, so everything just goes there and the door gets shut.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Off limits. The studio. Put
nope. Kids, you can't go in there right now. Can't go in there.
It's under construction.
Got like half-eaten ham sandwiches.
Yeah, definitely some truth to that. So what are we talking about this week, sir? Are we wrapping up the gentleman trip?
Let's wrap this thing up so we can move on.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for quite... I think the talk was actually longer than the trip itself.
It was.
Yes. Like by minutes and hours. But that's okay. It was fun to talk about. So this is our last day. This is my so long farewell. And we did it in style, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we did.
Some kind of style. So we had a good night at the All-Stars.
Yep.
You and I, we were hanging out in the room. We didn't really cause any trouble. We walked around a little bit.
Yep.
And then we just went back to the room and we were talking and having fun and just drinking some beers. And we went to bed, watched the Stacy Channel.
We left it on all night, right?
Yeah, it was on all night.
Yeah.
So woke up in the morning. I took a shower, got dressed, went down to the food court to get an iced coffee.
Mud or no mud?
I believe I did mud at one point. I don't remember. I can't comment on that. I can't confirm nor deny because I honestly don't remember.
So would you go down and get a coffee and just leave me in the room?
Yeah, you were still sleeping. Or maybe you were getting ready in the shower or something.
Okay.
So I went down, did that, then got back and, you know, I wasn't feeling... I felt okay when I first woke up, but then slowly as the day went on, I started feeling worse and worse. So
When did it hit you? Because we checked out... Because I think I mudded, took a shower, and then I'm like, I got to mud again. You're like, it's almost 11. We got to get out of here. I'm like, I got to go. So
yeah,
I think I finished that, and then we loaded up the car. And how were you feeling at that point?
I was okay. I think the car ride over to the Grand Floridian, actually, it started.
Because you gave me no sign whatsoever that that you were going to have any issues.
No, and then as soon as we got to the Grand Floridian Cafe, so we had like a early lunch, late breakfast, whatever you want to call it, and we got in there. And as soon as we stepped foot into the Grand Floridian, I wasn't feeling... I went to the bathroom before we got into the cafe, because I met you in there, because you were already sitting down, remember? And I go in, and you're sitting down. I sit down, I look at the menu, I was like, I don't think I can eat anything here. I was looking, I'm sitting there, I ordered a Coca-Cola, because sometimes that helps settle my stomach. So I took a couple sips of that, and that did not help.
Not at all.
Went back to the bathroom again, came back out, sat down. I ordered French toast, I believe, right? You would know better than I would.
Yes.
Okay. And it came out. I looked at it. I was like, I can't eat this. I took a bite and almost had it come back. And I said, I'm going to go sit down on one of the couches out there. So I found a nice couch at the Grand Floridian lobby. And I just kind of relaxed and closed my eyes for a little bit. And that definitely helped. So all those Yinglings definitely caught up to me. It was probably accumulation of everything over the whole trip just finally caught up to me on the last day. And meanwhile, you were in there like a kid on Christmas, eating your breakfast. You had your onion soup. You had your steak and eggs.
Did I start with the onion soup?
I'm pretty sure you did.
I did. You're right. What's wrong with me?
That's a lot. I mean, just that might have been part of the problem. That thing came out, and I was like, I can't even look at this.
You couldn't even look at that.
Yeah. So I was out there. You came out with the goodie bag with my French toast. And we were initially we were going to go out on a boat, weren't we? And I think my exact words to you were, if we go out on a boat, I may die.
Yeah.
I think is what I said. And you said, well, are you going to do anything? I said, no, I'm just going to sit here. You said, I'm going to go to the Magic Kingdom then. So you went and hopped on the monorail. And I don't blame you.
Yep.
Heck, I don't blame you at all. So you hopped on the monorail. So why don't you take over?
Yeah,
here?
I jumped on the monorail, headed over, and I said, you know, I got to do my little circle. I got to do Wedway People Mover and Carousel of Progress.
Beautiful. What's going on over there? You got a lot of updates going on or something?
Yeah, I hit my laptop by accident. So
oh, jeez.
Let me get that off, yeah.
I went
live quite a few times, but I did Carousel of Progress, and then I went over to the People Mover. Mm-hmm. In the crowds, there was nobody there. It was
dead.
Beautiful. It was beautiful.
Right. This was Tuesday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then dead. And then I look and I see Space Mountain like 15 minutes. I'm like, okay, then I'll go do Space Mountain. Mm-hmm. I did that. I got off and then I went over and did the Raceway. And then I went over and I did
Thunder Mountain.
I did Thunder Mountain.
And you were gone for maybe 2 hours.
Yeah, a couple hours, two and a half maybe max. I mean, look at all the stuff I did.
Including travel back and forth.
Right.
Yeah, that was a lot. You did definitely did a lot while you were there. You said it was probably the slowest you've ever seen it.
Since you moved. Yeah, I mean, Space Mountain was literally a walk-on.
This was at noon.
It was at noon hour like or so, 1 o'clock. Yeah. You know how if you have a fast pass, how you just walk right through?
That's exactly
and then when you get
was.
All the way to the back is where there's a little line where you wait maybe 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my wait.
That's all it was.
Wow. I walked all the way past where they play the games, where there's that little log jam where when you're in the fast pass, you look over at everybody and you're like, you're screwed.
So it would have been a 5 minute wait if the walk wasn't so long.
Yeah, to get there
initially. Wow.
Yep.
It's crazy. Meanwhile, I'm still on the couch. I think I ended up buying a bottle of water and some Pepto at the little gift shop there, which helped, actually. Yeah. And then I bought a banana, too, because I always feel like that can help you out.
I love bananas anyways.
So I ended up kind of like forcing myself to eat the banana and then...
Now, did they sell that in the gift shop or did you have to go over to Gasparilla?
It was in the gift shop there. And that started making me feel better. The combination of the water and the Pepto and the banana, I started feeling more like myself. But I still, you know, like, I don't know, because you... I don't know if you ever get this, but... I was, like, hungry. So I knew that was part of why I didn't feel good, because I was definitely hungry, but there was nothing that I could eat that I knew would stay down.
Right.
It was very bad news. Although, you know what? I have to say, the fact where I was, not many better places to just relax and, like, veg out.
Just sit there. You can close your eyes. Did you sleep at all?
I did for a few minutes. I was kind of nodding off. It felt so nice just laying back on that couch in the lobby. And, you know, then the piano player started. Right when you got back, the orchestra started playing.
Yes,
it was actually
yes.
very nice. And I think there was a Halloween party that day because there were a lot of people mulling about in their costumes.
Yeah, because people were starting to form lines.
Right. Oh, to get in?
Yes.
For that when you were leaving, yeah.
Yep.
So it was definitely, it wasn't the worst place. If you're just going to veg out and be hung over at Disney and you don't have a hotel room to sleep in, Grand Floridian Lobby is the way to go. Just lay there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did for quite a few hours. And then, I headed back to the airport and I started feeling pretty good on the ride back to the airport. I took an Uber or a Lyft, I should say.
Now, where did they have to pick you out outside again?
Yeah,
they couldn't get through the gate, guards.
No, so here's what I found out, and here's a little por favor tip. If you are taking a lift from the Grand Floridian, walk over to the wedding pavilion, and there's a pickup over there. So, like, there's a little gate for the wedding pavilion that's not manned, but you can't get in without the magic band, but there's a turnaround. So they just stop at that little turnaround, and you walk up to them at the end of the parking lot. So it's a closer walk. So you just put your pickup location at the wedding pavilion, and you can wait for them there. I'm sure people that use it all the time know, but that's what I figured out from there. So I was able to get the lift right there and took me to the airport. There was not much traffic considering it was, I think, like 4 o'clock on a weekday.
Yeah, because I was leaving, and there was an accident right when I got on I-4, and the traffic was horrendous.
Yeah. But, yeah, there was no problem with that. Do you know
that they have traffic? That they have accidents on I-4?
I've heard that.
Yeah, yep.
Occasionally.
On occasion, though. On occasion.
Just on days that end in Y, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got to the airport. No problems there. Oh, I should mention that I did the air check, whatever they call it, at the All-Stars. So I dropped my golf bag and my luggage, and they sent it off to MCO, so I didn't have to tote that around at the Grand Floridian, which was nice. So I just had my backpack with me, my carry-on. I had all the check-in stuff was already done the night before, so I had my boarding pass. Got in through security. Security wasn't terrible. It was probably 20 minutes, which isn't bad. Sometimes it can be 45 minutes, close to an hour there. It wasn't too bad, but got through there, got on the tram, got to my gate, and then finally I was feeling pretty good, but I was really hungry, and, you know, I gambled. I rolled the dice. I said, you know what? The heck with it. I got some Chinese food at the food court there, and I scarfed that all down, and then I felt like 90% at that point.
How was it?
I was pretty good. It wasn't even that good, to be honest.
Do you remember what you got?
I got the orange chicken. combo. So you get two meats and the rice. So I got the rice, and then I got both sides as the orange
okay.
chicken. And it was fine. But you know how that is, the food court stuff, just sitting there. It's not like it's fresh.
Oh, yeah, but they do, if I recall, they do have a, what the heck do they have there that we both like, that you like a lot? Chicken joint.
Oh, Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, they have a Chick-fil-A, yeah.
But that's pre-security.
Oh, is that?
That's pre-security. So
you're right, it's outside with that big rotunda, right?
Yep.
Where they have like that,
where
Burger
the stores
King
are and everything.
Yeah, okay.
So I always try to get through security because, I don't know, I'm just paranoid about that. So especially at MCO, I just want to get through security. And then once I'm through there, then I don't mind messing around, like leaving the gate, obviously. But, yeah, I just like to get through security. So I did that, watched a few things on my cell phone waiting for the flight. And then the flight home was pretty good. There were some pretty severe thunderstorms in Warwick and Rhode Island as I landed. So they came on for the last half hour and they said, all right, we're going to have all the flight attendants sit down. There's going to be some pretty bad turbulence for the rest of the flight. And I'm like, oh, great, here we go. And so they made that announcement.
Just when you were feeling better.
Yeah, exactly.
Got your Mugu Guy Pan on its way out.
No, but you know what? If they hadn't made the announcement, it wasn't even like, it wasn't even a blip on the radar. There was a little bit of turbulence. But when they come on and make that announcement, you're expecting, like, moving right. out of the seat, like, jumping
yeah,
out.
Yeah, the oxygen bag's coming out.
Yeah, it wasn't even that bad. So they either got lucky or it was very good maneuvering by the pilot. So good flight home, easy landing. And,
yeah, dear gentlemen.
And the gentlemen were there, got picked up and went to my parents' house, slept and worked the next morning, and everything was
now,
good.
Now, who picked you up?
Frank picked me up at the airport.
What time was that at?
Oh, what time? It was 11.
Late, right?
11:25 maybe, something like that. Yeah, it was kind of
late. Now, did you tip him?
Frank?
Yeah.
No,
you didn't tip him?
No, I was out of cash.
They should have like a little Aruder app. So whoever picks you up, like it's like your Lyft.
You get the little $5 tip.
Yeah, you work in your little $5 tip.
You liked the Lyft,
I
didn't you?
I love that.
It's good technology.
We're going to do a show about technology at Disney.
Yes, definitely. Because we could build in some of the lousy Disney technology and compare it to how like real technology works and how seamless it is. That'll be a good show in the future, next few weeks.
Yeah, I had a miserable experience too, and I'm not going to talk about it on this show.
We'll see.
It was,
put it,
it was
in the agenda.
It's the second time it's happened. It's awful. Oh, awful. Boy. Awful, right. Awful, awful.
Their website's not ideal.
Everything.
Is it?
Everything is garbage. Everything's garbage.
We'll talk about it.
All right, we will.
I don't want to, because we're at the point now where we don't want to bring up a new topic necessarily.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
So let's talk a little. I know you said you wanted to do this in the wrap up, but let's talk a little bit about overall thoughts of this trip before we take our break. Does that sound good to you?
Yes.
Or do you want to take the break and do a longer post break wrap up?
Doesn't matter. What do you want to do?
All right, we'll just keep talking, and then we'll take our quick break at the end here. So what were your overall thoughts on, we'll focus on the main part, the golf and Old Key West. What did you like about Old Key West?
How relaxed it was.
It was so nice. So relaxing. The room was so big. You felt like you were in, like, somebody's home. It didn't feel like a hotel room at all,
no.
Did it? It was, like, nice living room, kitchen, two bathrooms, two bedrooms. Spacious, a little porch looking out on the golf course. It was like, you know, you just felt like you were at like a vacation condo, which basically is what it is, but it just felt so homey. Like, it didn't have the over-the-top Disney stuff, which was fine. It just felt like so unique and different from anything I've ever experienced at Disney. Like, I know you love the Grand Floridian, but being the first time that was like a DVC multi-bedroom that you stayed in, that has to be like the best accommodations that you've stayed
in. Yeah, it was.
Like, I know it's not like, obviously Old Key West can't touch Grand Floridian as far as restaurants, amenities, things like that. But just the overall, like, just the size of that room and what you get
for
it
awesome.
Is just
it was,
fantastic.
It was so awesome.
Well, we were in a great location right across the street from the pool. We just had to cross the street, walk around, and we were right at the pool. Because that's a huge resort.
Yeah, it is.
Like, if we got stuck down at the end, you know, there's quiet pools all around and everything, but we would have been pretty far from the lobby and everything like that. We would have had to take a lift just to get to the lobby. Boom.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be...
But that was... I love that. Old Key West, fantastic. Like, that's perfect for, like my family with the girls, if we want to take like a nice relaxing week where we don't have to all sleep in the same room, and like when you go down with two young kids, like when we stayed at Port Orleans, yep. like we loved it. We were at the hotel a lot, but there was nothing like being in the room wasn't the best part. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like the resort was great. I love being at the resort. But being in the room, there's just two beds and a couple chairs.
Right.
Not a lot of room. And the girls were fine. They were running around. They were having fun. They didn't care. But there wasn't like, you couldn't sit down or relax and watch TV. You lay on the bed and watch right. TV in the middle of the day. You know, you take a nap, you go to bed, use the bathroom. But at Old Key West, like, you could just hang out there and watch TV, the big living room, sit down at the table, nice. Have breakfast.
So nice.
It was really nice.
I remember when me and Joey came back from the gurgling suitcase, you and Schaefer had already been back from downtown Disney.
Yeah.
And you guys had a couple pops in your hand, and you guys were watching, like, college football and just
What's
happy
cooler
as
than
clams.
That?
Oh, it's beautiful, wasn't it?
If we were in a hotel room, you would have came back. We would have both been, like, laying on the bed. You
right.
know, laying on two different beds, walking and trying to get past each other.
That place was so much better than I ever anticipated.
Yes, I agree with that.
And I mean, even the second room, the one, because Joey gave me the master, but the one that you and Mike were in was huge.
Oh, it was awesome. Like, just that would be the best, like, regular hotel room at Disney.
Oh, it was awesome.
That bathroom and those two beds and the size of it
yep.
would be a perfect, like, deluxe hotel room. Just that
bathroom
room.
Was big. Both bathrooms were mm-hmm. big. Loved it.
Yeah, it was great. And the porch. And, like, the fact that there's a walkout from the master bedroom onto the porch and then the sliding door onto the porch is great,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, two ways to access the porch.
Mm-hmm. The ceiling fan on the porch is nice, a really
yep.
nice touch. Looking out on the golf course was obviously fantastic.
I mean, as tired as we were, because we played golf in just oppressive heat.
It was hot, yeah.
And then we drank and just, we didn't get much sleep. But even like 2:30 in the morning, it was like, I don't want to go to bed because I'm just enjoying
so nice.
Just sitting
yeah.
out here BSing.
Right, it was nice.
It was so quiet. You're on the golf course. Oh, it was awesome.
Now, you said you had a couple things you wanted to say about the gurgling suitcase.
Well, I was reading about it, because here's the only thing. The few disappointing things I think about that resort, but then it goes around, that's why it's a DVC. I don't think the food options are that great. Olivia's
no.
is a regular, it's like a Greg's.
It's fine, but it's not like, you're not going out of your way to go
right.
there.
Right. And then the gurgling suitcase is very small,
mm-hmm.
and...
And that's the only bar there, right? There's not even
and
like
and that's the only one
small.
There.
Yeah.
And I like to go in, and I like to go and I like to sit and maybe watch a ball game. And there might have been seating for about 10 to 15 people. They had like two
if
small
that,
tables
yeah.
and then a little bar where you might have been able to fit about six people. And most
right.
of the seating was outside, which is fine.
Very nice out there, but you're mm-hmm. not even at the bar. You're just getting drinks at the bar and going outside at
and
that
just
point.
Sitting outside. But then it dawned on me, it's the reason it's that way is because it's a DVC, and I think a lot of people cook and drink and spend the time in their rooms, and they're not necessarily going out to dinner or going to the bar. And I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, though, too, because there's not a lot of options there, so you end up doing that anyway, even if you may have done otherwise
right.
if there were a better bar and more restaurants
right.
there. So, it's yeah, I know what you're saying, and I think you're right. But when they built it, that was the first DVC. They didn't build it in mind that they need a signature. They need a great quick serve, you know. It
right.
was made as vacation homes.
Because even the quick serve is just, I mean, it's just
a walk-up
outside.
Stand.
It's
yeah.
just a little walk-up, right.
It's nothing. But you know what? The pool's great. It's a very nice pool. It's not huge, but it's really nice. It's quiet.
Uh-huh.
Hot tub. There's a sauna. You know, there's a lot of seating, plenty of seating around that pool. No problem finding a chair. The grounds are great. We didn't even really walk around the
no,
grounds
you didn't,
that much.
No.
But I mean, I loved it. I would stay there again in a heartbeat. No questions asked,
uh-huh.
you know. Like, we were joking with Joey saying, oh, next year do Grand Floridian, next year do Contemporary. But I would be so content.
No, he was actually the one. He brought it up at Bay Lake Tower.
Right.
He said, you guys pick next year. We'll stay anywhere. And I was like, oh. I'm with you, though. I mean, I would like to just check something else different out.
Right, but...
Just
okay,
for the sake
man,
of it, you know what I mean?
That was so good. Like, just being on the golf course. Like, for us, for the goofballs that we are, is it going to make a difference if we have a balcony looking out, you know, onto Bay
right.
Lake? because we're just going to be sitting there drinking beers and telling stories anyway. Like, I like the quiet of Old Key West, you know? But like you said, I would like to see the other ones as well, so I can't... I'm not going to dismiss it, but...
Right. I mean, even Saratoga Springs would probably be a cool
option. Exactly. Right on the other golf course, too.
Right.
Yeah. Or the same one, same golf course, but that's where the clubhouse is. Right. All right, so... Now, the golf, overall, we talked a lot golf. We don't really want to get into it too much, like the nuts and bolts, but...
Yeah, and I was gonna talk about Players Club, but I'm going to do that at a later, because I would like to just do a show about golf in there and all the different options, so now, I'm going to take that part off the agenda.
Sure, I believe we've said it, and...
My reading button's stuck.
The weeding button.
My reading... All right, it's back. I cleared it out. It's good.
The last thing I will say about the golf for now is, I think I mentioned it probably every time we've talked, but I love the Lake Buena Vista course. That was my favorite one to play. It felt the most like Disney because of being on the resorts and being so close to the resorts that I really like that. Like, if you gave me a choice just to play one, if we were going down, me and you, and we were meeting up for a day and say, let's play golf one day, I'd say, let's do Lake Buena Vista because it was the most fun. It wasn't the best course, but I had the most fun at that one. How about you? Which one did you like?
It's always going to be Magnolia for me.
Sure.
Sentimental. That stretch of holes, sentimental. And the stretch of holes I just love along the road.
Oh, it's great. It's a great course. It's a better golf course, no doubt about it, than Lake Buena Vista. I just enjoyed Lake Buena Vista better. So, you know, for me, that's why. All right, I think now would be a good time to take that second break, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about what we might do differently next year and then wrap everything
up. That sounds good, Mr. Klinsman. Alejandro de las Podcast is in the books, Mr. Klinsman. Joining me up in snowy Westerly. Is it still snowing up there? Do you have the window open?
No, I do not have the window open. I assume it's still snowing. I don't think it's supposed to change over to rain until like...
Is it that hard stuff that like smacks the house and you get mad? You know, like when you're in bed and you just hear the wet, heavy filth hitting the side of your house?
It is the wet, heavy stuff, but it hasn't been making the noise yet. It's kind of like floating in kind of soft right now. It's not super windy, you know, so we're not getting that. But, yeah, it's miserable. Miserable. Let's get back to talking things I like, though.
I got a question. You got tomorrow off, right?
Yes, sir.
And I would assume the wife's in bed.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were to crack open your fifth beer and just yell upstairs, "Hey, hon, I need you to go out and shovel," would you play that? Would you play the response on the Por Favor podcast?
I'm sure the FCC would not appreciate whatever response I get.
Oh, that would just fit five beers like you sleeping in. Hey, I need you to. I ran out of beer. I'm going to run out. Can you brush my car? Get it started and brush my car. all right, Mr. Klinsman. All these things pop to my head all of a sudden.
I see that.
All the nonsense.
All right, so the last thing we'll talk about here before we wrap everything up is there's a few things that we want to do differently with this golf trip next year, if it happens again, which sounds like it might. I'm not going to say will, but it sounds like it might, because things can always change. But I'm hopefully optimistic on a repeat performance here. The number one thing that we need to do differently, and I don't even think it's an option.
Need to leave Schaefer up in Michigan and bring somebody else?
No, because then Joey might die.
Because what?
Yeah, Joey might die. We needed him to save his life.
Yeah, you're right. We do need a paramedic. We do need a paramedic on that trip.
Very true.
Bring the paddles. I wonder if he has paddles like in his suitcase.
Probably right. Not. We need to play golf early. That can't even be up for debate at this point. We need to be out by 8 o'clock at the latest, I think. Be wrapping it up around lunchtime before it starts getting real brutally hot, you know? Because we literally played in the hottest 4 hours of the day, or 5 hours of the day when we played.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it took a toll on us. Like, we were beat. Even just the first day, we were just like, holy smokes, it's hot. And we got back, like, we were close. If it wasn't Shula's, I think we would have flaked on dinner the first
night.
Oh,
I think so, too.
Because we felt so nice in the pool, we would have been like, let's just go quick serve and have a filter and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, being Shula, obviously can't flake on Shula's, and good thing we didn't.
Well, that was a cornerstone of our trip, too. That's, like, one of those things where we said, let's do this.
No, of course, and I didn't want to, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really feel like leaving Old Key West once we got back there after golf.
No, I didn't either.
But I feel like if we play at 8 o'clock or 7:30 and we're back by noon and we could take a nap and, you know, and relax and go to the pool and then dinner comes around, we'll be ready to rock at that point. Mm-hmm. I mean, we may have to cut off the drinking at midnight instead of 2:30, 3 o'clock, but, you know, sacrifices need to be made at that
point. Yeah, that's true.
But I think that's the number one thing that needs to be done differently. What else do you think needs to be done differently? I think we need to get maybe a third night out of
it. Yeah. Yeah, we definitely need to do an extension.
Extended stay. I mean, the Clarion was fine, and I don't mind going there again, but that third night would be pretty nice. Because after that last round of golf, it'd be nice to just go back to the DVC one more time and hang out there and have like a final kind of send-off to the trip.
Yep. Because like they always do like in golf weekends. You have that last day where you sit around the campfire, smoke a cigar.
Right. So like, we had the last round.
It was
round,
a pleasure. We'll do this again next year.
Mm-hmm. It was just get in the car and leave.
Yeah, it was
you
like
know?
You finish your final exams and mom was there at UConn and you're throwing your bag in.
Exactly. So I think that would be another thing to do. And like we got that, you and I, because we stayed, but we need the whole group there for one more night. But other than that, I can't think of anything else that I would change necessarily. Like that we made a mistake on, I should say. Like obviously we'll do different things. Like we could play the courses in a different order. That doesn't really matter. We'll go to a different... We're not going to go to Shula's every time, although that wouldn't be the worst thing.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be
bad news, no.
Although I don't think... I mean, as much as I like doing the steakhouse, and I know you do, obviously, I don't think we need to drop half a Gino on dinner just because we do the trip. I mean, we'd be thrilled going anywhere.
Yes.
You know? So I don't know. I mean, I know you mentioned Kappa the other day or maybe Yachtsman or something, but I don't think we need to be
The only thing is, I think that top shelf steakhouse dinner just really gets it going.
That's
like
true.
It's like starting a wedding off with a killer song. It puts you in the mood.
That's very true.
It gets everything started on the right foot.
But if we went down to Disney Springs and did that Maria and Enzo's like we did with Schaefer, and that was our first meal, that would have been fine too, because that was such a good meal, and it would have saved, you know, would have been a third of the price. And I know we're not necessarily price shopping on this at this point, but that's just something that I'm not going to say no. If you text me,
I'll tell you, Bill, you're very, very considerate spending other people's money. I appreciate that. You're really looking out for me.
Well, and also, I didn't know if the offer still stood that you're paying for the steakhouse no matter
what. Yeah, because if I said next year I'll take care of Kappa, you're going to take Maria Enzo's off the table.
I have no problem. I mean, like I said, I would be thrilled at any of the options.
Even like a Narcissus would be nice to get things going.
You know what? It depends on where we stay.
If we stayed at the Grand, we could just hang out at the Narcissus bar for a couple hours.
Right. Even Citricose is a great spot to hang out too.
Yeah.
So it's always something. That's it. I don't have anything. Anything else that you thinking that you would change?
No, because I mean, I would like to stay somewhere different just to experience something different, but mm-hmm. I'm completely fine with Okus, and I can honestly see why Joey likes it so much, because if you're looking at the points, it's almost half of what it would be anywhere else.
Yeah, like one night at a two-bedroom contemporary would basically be three nights at Okus.
Right.
And like for that, I'd rather stay. Like if he said we could do two nights at a Grand Floridian or three nights at Old Key West, I would say three nights at Old Key West all day. So that's not even an option. You know, that's not even a question for me. All right, why don't you bring us home? Wrap everything up.
All right, here. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast. Email the show info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike, at Por Favor Podcast. Our social media, Facebook and Twitter, Por Favor Podcast. Mr. Klinsman?
Yes, sir. My email is gary@PorFavorPodcast.com, and you can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/PorFavorPodcast.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode number 246 of the Por Favor Montengase Alejandro de las Podcast from Mr. Klinsman up in snowy westerly Rhode Island.
Why do you have to rub it in every
time? I was going to say I'm Mr. Hurley down in Chile, Southwest Florida. Windows are still open.
I'll trade if you want.
And we will talk to you next week.